Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with veterinarian Dr. Greg Henslechek as we talk about trick. Back on that today here in just a moment.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
Most of our major beef cattle states do have cases of trichomoniasis in their herds at some level. Case of Oklahoma, we had about 56 positive cases last year. About 13,000 bulls were tested. Thus far in 2020, 7,200 bulls have been tested. Only 14 positives thus far this year. Veterinarian Dr. Greg Henslechek says it's important that you stay ahead of trick. Don't let this venereal disease get a foothold in your herd.
Absolutely, and that's really the key, is that this disease can only be spread. It's a venereal disease, can only be spread in the breeding act. The organism that causes it is a protozoa, so it's not a bacteria or virus, but the only way that a bull can become positive is if the bull breeds a cow that's positive, and the only way a cow can become infected is if she is bred by a bull that's positive. So again, it can't be spread by blood, by saliva, by tack or tires or anything. It's going to actually be the sexual act that causes this disease.
When we think of trick, we think mostly of the infection of the bulls, but there are instances where an infected cow can give trick to an otherwise healthy, uninfected, clean bull.
Absolutely. We consider the bulls to be the major issue. They're usually the carriers, and in any age of bull can be a carrier, although older bulls are probably at a higher risk. But a very, very small percentage of cows can become carriers, and so they probably do play a little bit of a role in this disease.
As to how you can detect trick,
bulls that are carriers, you can't tell. They breed like any other bull. They chase cows around, they eat, they do whatever most bulls do. Bulls, the only way that we can tell whether they're positive is to have the veterinarian come out and take a special sample and then look for that organism.
If you've got tangled up with trichomoniasis in your herd, there's some telltale signs that you can see in your mama cows.
We consider the clinical signs to be basically in the female, and this disease, this protozoa, it doesn't have any effect on conception. Meaning these animals, when they're bred by the bull, they can see the fetus starts to grow, but around 50 to 70 days of gestation, that protozoa will kill that fetus. Typically, in herds that are trick positive, what we'll find are a lot of cows that are open, and then if they have an extended breeding season, we might find another pretty good sized group of cows that are actually pregnant, but they were pregnant towards the end of the breeding season. And that's because these cows, after they lose that fetus, will develop a very short-term, pretty strong immunity so that they actually will rebreed.
A bull that's positive for trick, well, that's the bull that can infect your cow herd in a hurry. And circling back around, we talked about the need for a test for trichomoniasis. And Dr. Henslechek says it's a fairly easy test to administer.
Yeah, it's a pretty simple test where the veterinarian, we consider it to be non-invasive. They'll just take a pipette, a device, and like I said, collect a little bit of the oil off the outside of the penis, and then we'll look for the organism. We highly recommend that producers, when they buy bulls, that they either buy virgin bulls or they buy bulls that have had a negative trick test.
As for females that you might purchase?
About the only thing that we can do on the female side to prevent from buying females with the disease is try to purchase cows that are at least 4, if not 5 months pregnant, because if they've made it that far in gestation, the likelihood that they're positive trick cows is very, very low. And so really our warning is purchasing open cows, you're running a risk. cows that are mid to late gestation, you're probably going to be safe.
Veterinarian Dr. Greg Hanzlicek, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Make plans to attend the Chris Black 19th Annual Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 13th, 12:30 at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. Offering 350 outstanding fall AI heifers, cows, and 20 head of 20-month-old herd bulls, including Hereford, Angus, Charolais, Sim Angus, and Red Composites. Most all breeds in volume. Online catalog, video, and sale information can be found at blackherfordranch.com, or for more information, call 580-309-0711.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.